Hello, I'm Josephine Hicks, Vice President for Episcopal Church Programs at Episcopal Relief and Development, where I work with one of your own, Eleanor Withers. I'm delighted to be with you today and grateful to your rector for inviting me to offer this sermon. One of my favorite New Yorker cartoons shows a woman dressed in a business suit, carrying a briefcase, standing out among trees and surrounded by mountains, far from civilization. The caption reads, "A voice cries out in the wilderness." And the woman is shouting, "Get me the heck out of the wilderness." We all want to shout that from time to time, especially during this pandemic. Get me the heck out of this isolation, this wild and uncharted territory. The voice crying out in the wilderness in today's gospel lesson is that of John the Baptist. He has to be one of the most vivid characters in all of Scripture, wearing camel's hair, eating locusts and wild honey. John the Baptist's call to us is not to physically get out of the wilderness, but to prepare for the one who is coming, the one who will lift us out of a life of isolation or feeling trapped or wandering aimlessly, and into a life with Christ. John the Baptizer introduced us to the rite of baptism, and he proclaimed that the one to come will baptize us with the Holy Spirit. We take the rite of baptism seriously in the Episcopal Church. Every time we baptize a new member with water and the Holy Spirit, all of us recite the baptismal covenant. We renew our promises to seek and serve Christ in all persons and to respect the dignity of every human being. At Episcopal Relief and Development, we seek in everything we do to serve Christ in all persons and to respect the dignity of every human being. We work with and alongside those who are struggling with hunger, poverty, disaster, or disease. We don't give handouts or work in ways that perpetuate dependency, nor do we impose solutions. Rather, we listen to our partners. We learn from them. We help them identify assets they already have and help them tap into their own capacity to make change happen for themselves. In this way, we drive sustainable change that builds hope and empowers people and communities. Let me tell you about one program area in which we work in this way, our Integrated Early Childhood Development Program. Research shows that the time of a child's life up to age 6 is a critical, formative period for healthy growth and development. Sadly, if you can't ensure healthy growth, nutrition, nurture, and intellectual stimulation during those critical formative years, a child's brain development is literally stunted, which makes it virtually impossible for that child to catch up. Recognizing this opportunity to transform not only the lives of children, but also the lives of communities as those children grow into healthy, productive adults, Episcopal Relief and Development launched an integrated early childhood development program together with our partner in Zambia, the Zambian Anglican Council Outreach Program. The program uses a community-led, holistic approach to address parenting, food security, nutrition, healthcare, and livelihoods. Community volunteers go into homes and meet with caregivers to be certain that mothers are getting the prenatal health care they need, to ensure that babies get vaccinations and are weighed and measured every month to be sure they're meeting appropriate developmental milestones. Families are given malaria nets to protect them from malaria-bearing mosquitoes. Parents learn parenting skills to keep their babies safe and to engage them, nurture them, and stimulate them intellectually. Caregivers learn about the importance of sanitation and access to clean water. Families are given seeds for gardens so that they can grow nutritious fruits and vegetables for the children and have produce to sell to earn income. Caregivers also learn how to make nutritious meals out of ingredients that are readily available. Children from the ages of 3 to 6 participate in play groups where they play and socialize with each other. They begin to learn language and math skills so that when primary school starts, they're ready. Women in this program also learn skills that can lead to economic independence by participating in savings groups. The members of these groups save an agreed-on amount every week. If the women need a loan, which they can almost never get from a commercial bank, they can get a loan from the group. Our research shows that most women use these loans to start or enhance a small business. Sometimes they use them for a family emergency. In any event, they repay the loan with interest. At the end of the year, the entire fund is distributed among the members of the group so that each member not only benefits from her own savings, she earns a profit on her savings. One participant reports, "We thought we were too poor to save, but we learned that amounts can't be too small to save. And even with the small amounts, we can do something to earn income." We can do something to earn income. When I visited this work in Zambia last year, Bishop Derek, the bishop of the Diocese of Central Zambia, told us that for him, the real success of this program, beyond the measurable success of improved cognition, improved health, and improved nutrition, for him, the real success is the change in mindset as people recognize that they have resources and they have the ability to transform their own lives. This is just one example of how we strive to live into the baptismal covenant at Episcopal Relief and Development. This is how we seek and serve Christ in all persons. This is how we respect the dignity of every human being. This is how we work together with God's children who are experiencing the wilderness experiences of hunger, poverty, disaster, or disease, and help them transform their lives into everything God dreams for them. In closing, it seems appropriate to pray a prayer from Julian of Norwich, who wrote this prayer during the plague in the Middle Ages. She offers guidance for us as we prepare during this pandemic for the birth of Christ in just a few weeks. Let us pray. Lord, let not our souls be busy inns that have no room for thee or thine, but quiet homes of prayer and praise where thou mayest find fit company, where the needful cares of life are wisely ordered and put away, in wide, sweet spaces kept for thee, where holy thoughts pass up and down, and fervent longings watch and wait thy coming. Amen.